Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Come on in. Let's talk about eating foods you love without losing control. Let's talk about next month. Let's talk about what's coming up in Nobia. Let's talk about all the things because I'm so excited. So excited. So excited. I'm gonna let a few more people come on in. And so if y'all remember last week, I was writing my notes on my iPad. Y'all, I am a paper girl. I am a pen and paper girl. I just have to find a way to keep up with everything and use paper at the same time. Because I don't know if I need a three-ring binder. If y'all have got suggestions, just post and let me know how to stay organized with paper. Because I am just going to tell you, I need paper in my life. I love pens and I love paper. So there's that. If you want to email me, you can let me know. A journal with divider tabs. I have a planner that has a note section. No, I need that. No, I keep wanting to be digital. I'm too old, maybe. I don't know. A trapper keeper, Pam. God bless. You know, they still sell them. They still sell the trapper. Okay. I'm tooting my own horn. I'm going to toot my horn because you know what? That's what I teach y'all to do. So I am, we're doing next week. I'm going to tell y'all the name. I'm going to tell y'all the name today. Y'all have just beat it out of me. And it's almost April. So, we are doing the discovery worksheet like quiz or whatever. That's what we're calling it. So basically what's going to happen starting next month and forevermore, you'll have it on the website. You will go on there, and the amazing Chris Crabtree, Corinne's the king, is creating a quiz basically. So you go on there and you like answer one question about why did I overeat? Eat when I wasn't hungry. I don't remember what the questions are, but anyway, you answer a question and then it takes you to another section, another question, and we narrow it down, narrow it down, narrow it down. So we have got, well, we had 47 landing pages where you land and you get like our quick, like, a little blurb that I wrote, and then you get like quick advice from the coach, copy and paste ask coaches prompts, and then at the very bottom, it's our favorite resources for those things. You can go listen. Some of them are Corinne 365, some are course lessons, some are whole courses, like all kinds of stuff. And then as I was building out these pages, I was like, I even forgot we had some of these things. There's so many good things on the website. Anyway, I digress. So there were 47, and I had to build out 47 individual pages for y'all. It's just been—I know—I will. Spoiler: I'm done, and so now I can get back to my real job. Now I'm going back to work, actually, after I've built these web pages. But yesterday, what happened was I was doing the ones on eating at night. Okay. And there were two that I'm like, we have totally left these two things out. So we had a meeting yesterday and I brought up on that, they always say, is there anything you want to add? I'm like, there are two more sections I think we've missed. And Corinne was like, yeah. So then I ended up building out those two pages yesterday. We've got 49 possible answers for y'all. The coaches have worked really hard. I've built out all 49. I went back today. Clicked on all the links, made sure everything works. But do y'all want to know what the name is? Y'all don't want to know. I could let it be a surprise on April 1st. I could do that. You want to know? Lisa says she wants to know. I mean, I'll tell y'all if y'all really, I mean, if y'all really want to know, because y'all know I can't keep secrets from y'all. Okay. It's very simple. So the discovery worksheet will be no more. On April the 1st, y'all will be working with Why Did I Eat? Check-in. That's it. Why did I eat? That's all. That's all we want to know. Why did I eat? Yeah. Why did I eat? Why did I eat when I wasn't hungry? Why did I eat fast enough? Why did I eat off plan? Why did I eat mindlessly? Why did I eat at night? Why did I eat? That's it. No shame. I know y'all were ready to get rid of Discovery Worksheet. So that is what it is called. Why did I eat? That's it. I know. Anessa says, I think I can remember that. I know. I'm so excited. So that is what it will be called moving forward after April 1st. So just, I hope y'all are excited about it, as excited as I am. We have worked very hard on this. I probably had the easiest job just building out 49 pages because Chris had to build the whole quiz. I think he's still building the whole quiz, actually. Yeah, it's not intimidating. I mean, there's this thing in marketing, and Corinne always tells us about it, like clear, not clever. This is very clear, not clever. Why'd I eat? Because you want people to know exactly what they're looking at. So that's exactly what it is. Why did I eat? So I am so excited. Yeah, WDIE for short. It sounds like EIEIO. So I know I'm super excited about it. I think it's going to be an amazing value add to the membership. And this is the first step of this Chris and Corinne had this whole website built just for y'all. And this is the first step of moving big, automated kind of quizzes and all that other sort of stuff onto the website. So I know I'm so excited. So that's what's happening in no BS. So excited. And then we've got more exciting things coming up after that. So I just cannot wait. I cannot wait. So anyway, let's talk about eating the foods you love without losing control. This week we're doing lesson 7 and 8. And I will say this, 9 and 10, 10 is like lessons 9 and 10 are like 10 is like to close it all out. But 9, if you've really been loving this and you notice that there's a couple of foods, one or two foods that you literally like, we're going to talk about habit loops in just a second, but that food cues you into an overeat. It's almost like the fuck it foods worksheet. You know what I mean? Like it like sends me into a tizzy every time I eat this food. There is a simple, if you go to the website, nobswoman.com, and you go under this month in no BS, you find the course there. There is a 30-day plan in lesson 9 that Corinne explains everything, how she wants you to do those things. She wants you to plan those foods twice a week for the next 30 days to work on your habit loop. So if you know there are foods that kind of trigger you into overeating and whatnot, I want you to go and do that. Like, do that for yourself. You can do that. And how amazing would it be if you did it in April? And then if you continue to overeat that thing, now you've got the why did I eat check-in to go look at and find some resources and help you figure all that out. Like, April could really be a game changer for those of you that have like trigger foods. So I want you to think about that. Yet Robin said ice cream. Go over there, listen to the lesson 9 and go ahead and do that. And then you're gonna have all this, why did I eat? Right to like dovetail along with it. I mean, that's gonna be so amazing for y'all. So anyway, we're gonna talk about lesson 7, the tasty food loop, which is just a pattern, a habit, a loop. It's all the same thing. All habits work exactly the same. Good habits work just like bad habits. They all work the same. There's a cue. The cue creates an urge. The urge, then you take an action based on the urge, and then you get the reward, right? And I think I was listening to this. I always think about things when I listen to what Corinne says. And so I think like, so let's say you have a cue. Let's say we're going with Robin's ice cream, and she opens up the fridge. And she sees that there's ice cream there. And she is like, so the urge hits. That would be really good. Oh, ice cream. I should have some. And then you take an action. So a lot of times, Robin probably chooses to eat the ice cream. And then the reward is the dopamine hit. She has scratched her itch for that ice cream. Here's what we do, like when we're trying to change our habits. This is what happens. Robin goes in the refrigerator, a freezer, and she opens it up and she sees ice cream. Then she has that same urge. Now she's at that basically crossroads. She's got to take an action. Okay. Action is, you know what? Right now I'm not hungry. I'm not gonna eat the ice cream. Now what happens? A reward is supposed to follow. When you eat the ice cream, it's obvious what the reward is. What happens when Robin and me sometimes choose not to eat the ice cream? It's so hard. Oh, I can't believe I can't have ice cream. I hope this gets easier because I can't live like this. What kind of reward is that? Any reward at all. We've got to work on that reward piece. When you make a badass decision to not have the ice cream, you're going to have to verbally reward yourself. Give yourself a little hit of dopamine. Toot your own horn. That's right, girl. Look at me. Not eating ice cream today. Some badass right there. I just chose weight loss over the ice cream. I might not do that every time, but by God, I did it today and I'm proud of myself. Reward. Reward, people. Okay. Now, a cue can be a feeling, a thought, a time of day, a smell. You know, you pass your favorite bakery and they're, you know, the whatever it is. A person who, you know, your partner that you sit with and eat with every single night. It can even be walking into the kitchen, especially if you've got stuff sitting out, you know, and you see them there. Most of the time, you don't even notice the cue. First, a lot of us notice the urge first. Yeah, television commercials. Absolutely. Anything like that can cue you. So then she says, don't fight urges. A lot of urges come when you're tired. And, you know, we already talked about tired you ain't, listen, she's done. She done gave up for today. Her work is complete. She does not, you cannot fight. With tired you, your reasoning brain has gone to bed. It is night night. It has gone night night. And that's exactly where it is. So, you know, you cannot fight an urge when you're tired. And then I love what she said. I wasn't even thinking about this, but she said, think about how many fights you've already had all day. You're fighting to be the best at work. Maybe you're fighting to get your kids to take a bath or do their homework or get dressed or get out the door. Maybe you're fighting for your partner to get on board with whatever it is you want them to help you do. Right? Like we fight all day. And I didn't even think about that. I really did not even think about that, but I was like, yeah, there is a lot of like I'm fighting every day to get work done and doing all the other stuff and you know, fighting not to get behind and fighting to, you know, whatever. And I was like, I do. I fight hard all day long. So, I thought that was a really good thing that she said. And when you fight, you typically add mental restriction. 'Cause what happens when we fight the urge? You shouldn't have that. You know, that's not good for you. You're never gonna lose weight if you eat that. That's just adding mental restriction. And we also know when you continue to restrict, what happens? At some point, you're like, screw it, this sucks, and you eat anyway. So if we can figure out how to meet an urge and how to handle an urge without fighting it and adding that mental restriction, then that's gonna make it so much easier on us. Okay. Instead of fighting, replace it with understanding, curiosity, and figuring out what is happening in your pattern loop. I love that. So, and then we're going back to what we know. Notice, narrate, pause, and permission. I mean, that's what it's going to come back to. That's how we have to do it. We did this in START. We talked about it in START, and then here it is again. Because you know what? It works in every situation. When you're making a decision about whether or not to eat, this is what you go to every single time. So you notice, you get curious about, darn, I'm feeling the urge. Wonder what my cue was. Wonder what cued me to have this urge right now. Then narrate. So I notice that like my throat is, my mouth is watering. I notice I keep thinking that this would be good and help me to calm down. What that does is it removes you from the urge and puts you in a watcher sort of position where you're observing and just narrating and talking through the urge. It takes the feeling out of it. We're just stating facts. This is what I'm thinking. I keep thinking this thing. I keep thinking that food is the answer. You move yourself out of that like urge spot, and now you're watching what is going on. You're now the observer of the urge. And when you're observing it and you're not slap in the middle of it, it's so much easier to be rational and reasonable and curious and figure out. Okay. Pause. How long are you going to pause? When you first start doing this, you want to pause for like 1 to 5 minutes. Whatever feels doable for you. The more you do it, the more you practice it, maybe the longer the pause is. Maybe you pause 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes even. You just keep extending the length of the pause. The further away you can get from the urge, the easier it's going to be to navigate. And the permission, you can still eat it. You can still eat it if you want to. But it removes the restriction because we're the more we learn, y'all, we talked about restriction and start. We're still talking about restriction. The more you tell yourself no, the bigger fit you pitch. Think about toddlers. What happens? You can't have it. No, you cannot have it. You don't need it. What happens? They get louder and louder and louder. And either you're miserable, still withholding it from them. Nobody feels good. Or you give in and let them have it. But when we remove that feeling of restriction and we have more freedom, I could eat it if I want to. Right now, I'm choosing not to. Sounds way different than I can't have it. Way, way, way different. We've got to get out of the you better not have it, you better not eat it, you can't have it. It's like, I can have it. But here's all the reasons I'm choosing not to right now. And you're still gonna eat sometimes, and that's okay. But I want you to think about like, you even have permission to say, I'm gonna have, after, let's say we're gonna wait 15 minutes. And then after 15 minutes, you're like, you know what? I'm gonna have 2 bites of this and just see how many, you know, how I feel. If I want more, I can have more. So you can eat, you don't have to have permission, give yourself permission to eat the whole thing. You can say, right now, I wanna give myself permission to have 2 bites, see how I feel. If that's enough, I'll leave it. But if I want more, I'll have some more. So that is a great way to give yourself permission. It's not an all or nothing thing. It is not all or nothing. And maybe the permission is, you know what? I still really want it, but I'm just going to check in. I'm going to drink 8 ounces of water first and then see if I still want it. That could be your permission. But you don't want to restrict. When we restrict, we overeat. Mental restriction, physical restriction. If physical and mental restriction worked, where would we all be, ladies? Topless on a bar drinking a pina colada. Because, girl, we have restricted mentally and physically our entire lives. We've done it. If it worked, we would be there. That's why we cannot take stuff off the table. We've got to, you know, have. We got to be able to allow ourselves to have that. I know Robin said, I rarely eat the foods anymore. Yeah. If you do eat, it just means the habit loop is still strong. It's going to get better with practice. Small level ups. You might notice sometimes you eat less or maybe not at all, which we talked about. You'll go from meeting the need with food with meeting that need in another way. That is all we're trying to do. Because when you know, if you still are looking for comfort or you're still looking for a relaxation or whatever, when you decide not to have that food, part of the permission is I give myself permission to give myself that in another way. I mean, I was gonna go sit down and eat ice cream anyway. Maybe I'm just gonna go sit down this time. Maybe that's what I'm gonna do. And then lesson eight, my favorite thing, because I'm gonna tell y'all, I am as about as, you know, I'm not deep. I'm very shallow. And I do want to make everything as easy as I can. And I will do journaling if I need to. And I will go deep if I need to go deep. But if I can change my surroundings and my circumstance, if I can make it easy on myself first, that by God, that's what I'm gonna do. Because I like easy. I like to hit the easy button. I like to make things simple, and I like to make it as easy as I can. That's what I want to do. And if I can change my circumstance, I want to change my circumstance. Yes, our brains love easy. Who doesn't love easy? Right? So, lesson eight is loving food boundaries. And Corinne just, you know, we've talked about it in the past, but we've talked about it in other ways. But I mean, I realize all along I've been doing this. Like, I've just been, that's just what I've been doing all along. So she said it's like bowling with the bumpers on. It helps you stay consistent. So when we're talking about loving food boundaries, all it does is it helps to hold you accountable, helps to make things easy on yourself. It gives you a speed bump to slow you down. That's all it does. Like my one I'm famous for, I only eat off a plate. That's a loving food boundary that keeps me from grazing at parties. If I don't have a plate, I don't eat it. That's to me is loving, and it helps stop grazing in its tracks. If you only eat off a plate, I mean that's easy enough for me. It's not that you don't trust yourself, and I think this is a really important point. It's that you're setting yourself up with love. Sometimes it's hard to make decisions, especially when you're tired. So if you've already got all those decisions made, it makes it super easy. Yet to actually get a habit to stick to, you have to make it easy. How's your teeth, Annette? Annette had surgery, oral surgery. You doing good? Oh, on my most tired day, what do I want to do to set myself up for success? When I'm tired, how am I gonna make weight loss easy? Darlene said, then you look like the lovely Southern lady you are with a plate. Yes, and fun fact, I always offer to bring plates. Let me bring the plates, because then I know there's always a plate there. And that's doing better today. I'm glad on that. So here are some loving food boundaries that Corinne suggests. One is portion food. I will tell you, I no longer portion food myself. I don't need to, but that's exactly what I did the whole time. I mean, I guess I do though. I buy individual packs. I don't like portion out. I would 100% suggest that you portion it out. And then my middle daughter, my oldest daughter, when I found Corinne was already about out and in college, but the middle one loved that we portion food. And so whenever she went to go to college, she was, you got your dorm room and we had that little stackable thing. She had like a little pantry area, and everything she brought in her dorm room, she portioned. And she said it made it so much easier on her. It is just a great way to do those things. The other thing she did was she made a promise to herself that she would only eat ice cream, because in the cafeteria her freshman year they had soft serve ice cream, and she said, I'm going to eat that twice a week. That was a loving food boundary she set for herself. I thought, I mean, and she was learning that just because I was talking about it. So there is a way to teach your kids. But the other thing she said, I only eat seated. Love that. Do not eat out of a big bag or carton. So even if you don't portion the food out right when it first comes in the house, get some small serving things or a little, even like a little snack Ziploc bag to put in there, and just portion them out as you go. You just don't eat out of that big bag, because there's no speed bump in a big bag of Doritos. There is no, speed bump in a box, family size box of Cheez-Its. There's not. So you've got to make the speed bump. And then don't multitask. Wah, wah. That's the one I have to work on. But, and then she said something really good. Tasty food deserves my full attention. Because what happens is when we don't sit down and we do eat distracted and we don't have those, like we don't allow ourselves to enjoy the experience, when we think we're going to enjoy the experience, we just keep eating because we didn't get out of it what we thought we should get out of it. That's it. So I want to make sure that y'all take the time, listen to lesson 7 and 8, and come up with your own loving food boundaries that are super easy to do. That are really, really easy to do. It could be as much as like, I only eat things that go behind the velvet rope. I'm willing to put down food if it doesn't taste like I think it should. Or whatever it is, whatever you come up with. But I do love portioning out foods. I really, really do. Only eat off a plate. It's been so during tailgate season, y'all. You want to talk about being good? That's a great one to have. At parties, that's a great one to have. A lot of people do, if I do an appetizer, I don't do dessert out at a restaurant. That's a great loving food boundary. I do one or the other. That's a great one. Some people are like, I only have like a loving food boundary could be I never drink more than three drinks a day. Yeah, Heather said that is a great loving boundary. I don't eat in my car. I don't eat in my car. Let's see. She said Socorro had a quarter pounder with cheese after she had foot surgery. How many new boundaries do you start with? As many as you want, you can. Just make sure again, it's easy. Like you could just start out with, I portion all the food, but the ones that I don't portion, I still serve them in a smaller plate. So basically, the first one you have is about portioning. Whatever it is. Oh, April 1st is free cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory. Oh man, I bet that line's gonna be long, Jean. I don't think I wanna go. I don't think I wanna do that. Yeah, I don't think that's a lot. I would love a piece of free cheesecake though. And my birthday's on Sunday, the 29th. So it's just a couple days later. Oh, Liz, that's a good one. I take my 40-ounce water cup everywhere I go. That is a great one. That is a great food boundary. Do the less you can. That's what I said about portioning. It's basically two, but it's like both of them are about portioning food. Not eating in your car keeps it nice and clean. Oh, that is what to go is for, MJ. It is. I bought smaller plates. Yes. How do we keep the boundary? It's just the name of it. A boundary is a rule. It's same. A boundary is a rule. But just what you call it, whichever word feels good. Oh, Sarah said, question, if you're not hungry when you eat, does it automatically mean you missed enough? No, it does not. Or can you still track enough as a yes or no? Yes, you can. Boundaries keep you safe. I love that. Boundaries make things easy. And sometimes rules make things easy too. I mean, it's just the way that you're thinking about what a rule is, that makes it feel restrictive or makes it feel worse than a boundary. It's just what you're thinking about it. So just don't call it a rule if you don't want to. Sarah, I'll explain. This is a good question. If you're not hungry, does it automatically mean you miss enough? I want you to think about this. If you, let's say that you fill your cart with gas and you are about to go on a long desert stretch across the middle of the country and you still have a half a tank left, but you're like, I don't know when I'm going to see another gas station. I should probably go ahead and fill up. You still don't fill it up fast enough. You don't use as much, you don't need as much gas to get you there, but you don't go fast enough. It's the same thing. So like if I have meetings and everything, and then like if I have a lot of meetings, like on Tuesdays, my big meeting days, and I need to eat before I start to like go into a lot of meetings and I'm not hungry, I may not eat as much to get to enough because I didn't start on empty. But I can still be mindful and not eat past enough. My food rule is one plate when I go to someone else's house to eat. I can have what I want, but just one plate. I love that. I love that. And then somebody else says, I don't have desserts and appetizers when I go out to eat. I love that. And I bet your whoever's paying loves that too. Yes. And see, if I see a dessert, if there's a few places I go that have amazing desserts, and if I know I'm going to that place, I will get like an appetizer. I won't get a full meal so I can get the dessert. Oh, yes. All right, now I'm gonna get some of these. We got 13 Q&As today, so I'm gonna get to getting. Oh, Mary said I downloaded the habit tracker. She's talking about, are you talking about the app, Habit Share app, or are you talking about our habit tracker here in No BS? Just post that in the chat in the Q&A. Oh, Mary said. She's talking about the start group. Emails go out today, the 25th. I got to get that. I'm working on your class times. Oh, Lisa said, will there be a pencil and paper option? No, this is online. This is online. Cheryl said, I'm an imposter. Oh gosh. Have been in OBS for a year, learn and embrace lots. Nevertheless, I can't wrap my head around recording data. Well, that doesn't make you an imposter. That just makes you have an issue with recording data. That's all it does. That's nothing crazy. I see others post percentages and my mind is blown. What can I do to get over my resistance to collecting data? We got to figure out where the resistance is coming from. What is the thought that is creating the resistance? It doesn't matter. I don't want to face it, whatever it is. But somebody else was just talking about tracking. There is an app called HabitShare. Isn't that what it's called, y'all? HabitShare. Oh, okay, Mary said the habit tracker with the check. So it's called Habit Share. I think it's what it's called. I downloaded it. It's free. Let's see. Habit. Where's it? Oh, because I can't type. I'm like, where did it go? Habit Share. It's blue with a little check mark. Here's what I record. This is what I track. If anybody wants to know what I track. Wait for hunger at breakfast. Stop it enough at breakfast. Wait for hunger at lunch. Stop it enough at lunch. Wait for hunger at dinner. Stop it enough at dinner. Wine. If I did not have wine, I get a green check because I'm trying to get like only drink on the weekends. 64 ounces of water. Take my vitamins. I track if I take my vitamins because you know that's been a struggle for me. That's a habit I tried to create. Wash my face at night because that's another one. Movement. And then waited for hunger snack. Stopped enough at snack. That's what I track. 'Cause, and I add, it's free. Yeah, it's free. And it's on the Apple phone. Now I don't know what y'all got over there on the Androids, but it's called Habit Share and it's a little blue square with a white check mark in the middle. That's the icon of it. So that's what I track. Let's see. I know Sandy said she started tracking washing her face. I know I do vitamins and wash my face. I could probably quit doing vitamins now because I'm good at my, I haven't missed in a while. Oh, thank you, Robin. But we've, Cheryl, that's what we've got to work on is to see what your resistance is. Because I can offer you all the thoughts in the world about why it's amazing and all that, but you probably told yourself all that. But there is something that is stopping you from tracking, and we need to know what that is. And you can even go in to ask coaches, and I'll scroll down and see if you came back in and said what your thought is. No. But take it to ask coaches and be like, I'm really resistant to tracking. Every time I track, I think this thing. I start to think this thing. Maybe it feels like a rule to you. Maybe it feels like, you know, big brother watching over your shoulder. I don't know what it feels, whatever it is. And then we can help you work through that. Annette, my accountability group is Wednesday Wickedly Wise Women. We're supposed to do discovery sheets this week to identify our patterns and come up with ways to break them. With my oral surgery yesterday, I didn't eat on any schedule. I ate at weird times and not sure I was hungry or not. Should I guess or should I just let that day go? I would let that day go. Girl, let that day go. Elsa, isn't that her name? Elsa, let it go. I would let it go. I mean, that is a fringe on the edge. You had oral surgery. You had to do what you had to do. Oh, can you explain a little bit about having foods you have trouble stopping with and being well fed when you try them? I love that. Corinne did mention that. Listening to stuff. So what happens a lot of times, a lot of those foods that we lose control over are what we in OBS call good foods, but a lot, you know, y'all were calling them back in the day, like off-limit foods or things you can't eat to lose weight. And what we did for so long on all of these diets is if we knew, look, we just talked about cheesecake. If I knew I was going to have cheesecake tonight, it was April 1st, and I was going to run up to Cheesecake Factory and I was going to get me a piece of cheesecake. What a lot of times I would have done in the past is be like, I'm not going to eat today. I'm going to save up. I'm going to save up. So I'm going to save up so that I can eat that cheesecake tonight. because I don't want to, I want to be able to eat it and enjoy it. And I don't want to have a whole bunch of calories and then have to go in there. That's not what we do in OBS. You still honor your hunger, doable hunger, breakfast, lunch, dinner, all of those things, and still have the cheesecake. No more saving up calories. No more punishing ourselves because we want to have some good food that tastes amazing at the end of the day. None of that. So you're going to go into that meal. You're not going to skip anymore. You're not going to save up anymore. That is what we talk about when we talk about going into those foods, being a well-fed woman, because the what we want to do, a lot of us have the like the, the urge to do is to save up or starve ourselves. So that is that's what it means to be a well-fed woman. I hope that helped. I do it in the morning, Sarah, when I write my plans. I do it in the morning for the night before. She asked whenever I think whenever I check if I ate or whatever, I do it the next day. I only do my no BS stuff once a day, y'all. There's that in the morning. I'm following up on my question from last week. Melissa says, you suggested drinking water and going on the clock. I know dehydration was not the issue as I drink a lot of water. It did make me remember when I was being successfully, I was setting a timer on my Fitbit for 20 minutes to test my hunger. Okay. What I have discovered was I was shame eating. Oh goodness. I was ashamed. I thought I was hungry, so I would be fuck it, just eat. Okay then. Not even addressing my true thoughts of being hungry. I have been beating myself up about my eating and then eating to shut up my brain. Don't you love that loop you get yourself in? Girl, we have all been there. Today, I decided, today is the first day of the rest of my life, quitting shaming myself and doing this one day at a time. Today, the timer is set and I finally feel free. Oh my gosh, I love that. Any suggestions of a journal question to ask daily to help frame my mind for success? I would, a couple things. How is setting this timer and waiting 20 minutes the very best thing for me? How is this loving me? How is this taking care of me? You want to spend so much time on how is this supporting my goals? How is this loving me? Whenever you're trying to do something new, spend a lot of time on that positive side. Because remember, we're just like a toddler goes pee pee in the potty. We want credit for it. We want to be awarded for it. We want ourselves to be proud of us for it. So whenever you're trying to implement something or change something or reintroduce something that you haven't done in a while, you want to immediately go to, how is this a gift to myself? How is this loving me? How is this the best thing I could do for me? How does this support me? Why is this so important to me? All of those things. Those are all really good questions whenever you're trying to add something in. Because if you can add it in and feel like it's a gift you're giving yourself, you're gonna be more likely to continue to do it. So there you go. Let's see. Okay. Thinking about urges, my brain likes to throw out, if I don't give in to the urge, I'm restricting. Thoughts on that, please. Okay, so we did talk a little bit about that as well. We got to decide, like it goes to that. I notice that I keep thinking, if I'm not restricting, I mean, if I don't give in to the urge, I'm restricting. Okay, that is the thought that you are having. What else could it be if I'm not restricting? How is not giving in to the urge right now the best thing for me? Going to help me get my weight loss goals. If I eat right now, I might even be restricting myself from weight loss. If I eat right now, I might even be restricting myself from starting to break this habit loop. Like I might just keep, strengthening this habit loop and I'm trying to break it. So maybe right now is and then the other thing too is, we talked about when you get to permission, you could even say, maybe your first step is I'm going to eat a few bites and see how I feel. And maybe that's where it works. But you've got to, and the other thing too is anonymous for all of us. It's not just her, all of us. You cannot work on your urge strategy in the middle of an urge. If you have decided to portion out your food And then you go in a full-blown urge. You are never going to choose to portion out your food. If you have an urge and you know that restriction is like the trigger thought that kicks off the urge, like if I don't have this right now, I'm restricting. When you see the food, that's not when you work on it. You go to ask coaches, you work on it with them, you figure out what you're going to tell yourself instead, all of that sort of stuff, so that when it comes up, you already have a script. You already know what to say. You already know what you're going to do. You already have it planned out. But when you're in the middle of an urge, your body, your brain is just trying to complete that habit loop. So we've got to all of this stuff that we talk about working on it, it's outside of the urge. It is not slap in the middle of the urge. We've got to figure out what we want to do when the urge hits. What we're going to say to ourselves in that moment. So that's what you need to work on outside of it. I am struggling sticking to this program. I have been paying for almost a year and I can't stick to it. I listen to the calls on Sunday and do good for a couple of days, and then I just get busy and fall off the plan. I keep thinking about just canceling. Any suggestions on where to start over and do this? I want to lose my weight so bad. I know you do. First of all, I want you to email me, Anonymous. I want you to email me. And we'll come up with a plan together. But here's what I want you to do. Here's what's happening. I bet you. I'm gonna use my crystal ball that does not work very well. I'll use my bullshit button. It looks a lot like a crystal ball. I'm gonna use my crystal ball. I can see, I know exactly what's going on. Here's what happens. You want listen to Corinne on Sunday, you get fired up, you're on fire. You're gonna do, I'm do all the things, MJ. I'm writing a plan. I am gonna wait for hunger. I'm gonna stop it and now I'm gonna do all the things. I'm just gonna do it, do it, do it. And then you do it for a couple of days, but you don't have a good process. You are riding for 2 or 3 days on motivational emotion, excitement, because you Corinne got you fired up. So you're riding for a couple of days. It's not a you problem, Anonymous. It's a process problem. You have not set up the processes required to continue to move forward. So I want you to pick one or two things, and your brain is going to scream, that's not enough, that's not enough, that's not enough. It is plenty enough. It is plenty enough. What's not enough is just trying to write off of motivation and not putting in a process. I want you to pick two things, whether it's planning, let's say it's planning and water. That's what you're going to work on this week. Okay? You've got to set a timer on your phone. Put your Tammy, email me too. Email me too. Set a timer on your phone to remind you to fill out the planner. Put the planner somewhere where you'll see it. Maybe habit stack it. Where do I drink coffee in the morning? Do I want to be a morning planner? Wherever I sit down and drink coffee, put it on top of your TV remote before you turn it on. Whatever you need to do to remind yourself, figure out the process to insert that habit into your life so that you don't forget it. Same thing with water. Maybe when I first started drinking water, y'all, I mean, I drink out of these lovely cups now, but I was literally carrying around about 5 water bottles, just the 16-ounce water bottles. Every day, I would carry them with me and I would know I was done when they were gone. I was like, screw the environment. I got to figure out how to drink water. That's the sort of stuff you've got to do. You've got to look at maybe everybody else is drinking out of these bottles and maybe it's good for them. But if you're not a water drinker, maybe that's not where you are yet. If you want to work on stopping at enough, which I'm not suggesting y'all do three things, you and Tammy and Anonymous, neither one of y'all do them two things, what I just said. If you're working on waiting on stopping at enough, get smaller plates. Set yourself up for success. That's what you have to be able to do. It's not a you problem, Tammy. Anonymous, it's not a you problem. It is a process problem. You are not broken. There is nothing wrong with you. Nothing. You are just trying to ride motivation as far as you can. That's all you're doing. And motivation wears off. Excitement wears off. When that wears off, you must have a process that you fall back on. Just like with me putting my vitamins, it's a great example. I left them in the drawer. They were in the drawer in the kitchen. Guess who never took a vitamin? Me. I never took a vitamin. Is it because I don't want to take vitamins? No, I wanted to take vitamins. Is it because it wasn't important enough to me? No, it was very important to me. Is it because I was stupid and I couldn't stick to anything and I didn't have enough willpower? No, didn't have anything to do with that. I had a broken ass process. I had to take those vitamins and put them where? Beside my coffee pot because I already had a habit of making my coffee every single night. So every night I would go in the kitchen and I'd be like, oh, here's all these vitamins. Here they all are. I'm supposed to take these things. And then I took them and I did that for a couple months. And guess where the vitamins live now? In the drawer. Because why? Now it's a habit. My process was broken. Your process is broken. That's it. That's the only thing happening. Yes, Shannon, thank you. She's going to email me and work on the process. Yes, habit stack. Habit stack. James Clear from Atomic Habits is the smartest man. Habit stack. It will help you so much. It will help you so much. And then listen, y'all, reach out. If you are sitting around and you notice this is a pattern you've got, y'all are in this here membership. I am available to you every minute of every, well, not every minute of every day, y'all know, via email. The coaches live in Ask Coaches. We also live in Facebook. Like, the only way that you don't get our help is if you're not looking for it and you don't ask for it. It's not sad, Tammy. You've been sitting around. Come on now. We are right here. It's time to advocate for yourself. Noom ain't doing it. Noom ain't reaching out and being like, please email me. Weight Watchers is not saying, please email me. I am. I'm here. There's no reason anybody in this membership right now should be feeling any type of way. You've got help literally at your fingertips. Asking the question is a great first step. I know. And I haven't bit anybody yet. I'm going to tell you something. I'm the least scary person. I don't even cuss as much as Corinne. Yes. All right. That's enough of that. Yes, Audrey emailed me last week and it was helpful. Thank you. See, I do answer. All right, that was enough. I'm getting off the soapbox. Please hold while I step down from my soapbox. All right. Sarah, for habit tracking of hunger and enough, if you're not hungry when you eat, does that mean you can't say you ate till enough? We already talked about that. Yes. That is fine. I am the least scary person. Thank you so much, Sophie. I am the least scary. Yep, Lisa said, this is what I appreciated about the start experience. Time to visit and ask you questions. I'm not scary, no. Oh, Robin, you might be right. Kathy might be the least scary. Yes. And then I'm a close second. I'll take that. I will take that. I will own that and take it. Diane said, a couple of weeks ago, you helped me with my thoughts on when my food was taking the joy out of my foods by saying it's fattening. Yes, I use your advice many times since. I had a few meals with different friends lately, and every time someone makes a shouldn't type comment, makes me so sad. Thanks for your help. Otherwise, I'd have to get all the girlfriends, and you know they're so hard to come by. They are so hard to come by. Marcy, I have started an email so many times but never finished it because I want to get all out at once. Perfectionism, not me. Listen. I don't care. I'm gonna tell y'all, I have gotten emails lately that's just help. That's all it says. I'm stuck. I need help. That's all they say. That's all they say. That's all it is. And Marcy, I want you to know too, like she's saying, you know, I feel like I have to get it all out at one time. I can't work on but one thing with you at a time. If you send me 50 problems, we are gonna solve them one at a time, just like you're gonna lose 1 pound at a time, all that stuff. So just get something out, send it on. Just get it out and send it on. Here's the email, support@bnptribe.com, or you can click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page of their website. And you can also just hit reply to any email. There's so many ways to get to me. And don't forget, y'all got to ask coaches too. But I understand if if you're like MJ, I don't even ask coaches is still, I know it's anonymous to the membership, but still, I still don't feel comfortable. Please email me. I mean, literally, just don't be scared. Don't be afraid. It makes me happy when y'all email me. Really, it does. Amy said, I know when you started No BS, you were drinking a bottle of wine a night. Yeah. Were you losing weight when you were drinking that much, but changing your food and doing doable hunger? I was. I did not change my drinking until about 30, 35 pounds in. Drinking is an issue for me. I do need to cut back, but in terms of keeping things realistic and doable, there are some other things I'm prepared to work on first. I'm hoping I can still lose weight if I'm drinking, but addressing other issues. But I understand that it's just wishful thinking and not realistic. No, I did. I lost my fur. That was my first. When I hit my first like stall at like 30 or 35 pounds, that's one of the things I looked at, probably closer to 30. I looked at and I was like, okay, what am I willing to level up? And so that was the first thing I was willing to level up. And then the first level up was a bottle every 2 days. That was, that's a lie. That was not my first level. That was my second level up. First level up was only a bottle a day because every once in a while I would open up a second bottle and have another glass. So my first level up was only one. I could only open one bottle a day. Then my second level up was a bottle every 2 days. Yeah. So two glasses a day. But the first day, guess what happened the first day I made that rule? Drink the whole bottle and I didn't have none the next day. And I did not have wine that day. I remember it clear as a bell. Clear as a bell. But yeah, I did. I lost weight first. I need help with not joining hubby in his late night stacking, snacking, especially when he brings out something I really like. Any suggestions? This is one of the things I added to the discovery. Why did I eat check-in yesterday? That was one I was like, you missed one, Corinne. I added that one. Yeah, because that is very common. So a couple of things you can do. Number one, have a conversation with him. Be like, I'm working on my nighttime eating. Because usually people that we're married to at least give half a damn about us. So number one, I'm always a fan of if you can change your circumstance, change your circumstance. Let's make it easy if we can, right? So I want you to first just have a conversation and say, I'm really working on my nighttime snacking. For a while, can you just eat something I don't like? You can still eat it, but maybe eat something I don't like. Maybe just bring out enough for yourself if I do like it. And then maybe also remind me, remember you said you didn't want to eat at night anymore from love and compassion. I used my family for accountability all the time when I was losing weight, all the time. I just did because it was easy. Because, well, first of all, kids want to tell you what to do. And then my husband also helped me some. So that's number one. Number two, you want to think about it now. So let's think about it right now. I want you to, you can sit down and write a plan for what you're going to do when this happens. It's going to feel uncomfortable. I think that's the other thing. We got to realize when you're changing some of these habits, you're signing up for a little bit of uncomfortable, and that's okay. Okay. It's going to feel weird when you don't eat, when you've been eating for a long time with your husband at night. I think a lot of times we want to come up with like the magical unicorn thought, or I'm going to move seats. I'm going to shift over. I'm going to be like eating chair adjacent. I'm going to move my seat. And then this is nighttime eating is going to become easy. No, that's not what's going to happen at all. It's not. It's going to still feel really uncomfortable at first because your brain is fighting so hard to close a loop, that habit loop. So you've got the cue. And then if your husband bringing in what he wants, something amazing that you want to eat, that's the cue. Then you have the urge, right? The urge comes, and then you've got to take an action. Now, if you go with the action you've been going with, which is to eat, that's easy. That is a well-worn pattern. But when you're trying to switch it up, your brain is like, oh, now we eat. We have the cue. He brought in the food. Now there's the urge. Now we always eat. We know what to do. And you're like, not today. Not today. Today, I'm gonna, while he eats his snack, I'm gonna play a game on my phone. While he eats, I'm gonna remind myself that it's gonna be a little bit difficult, but it's gonna be okay. And your brain's like, no. That's not what we do. We eat. And then you say, not today. It's gonna feel uncomfortable. Cause I think that's where it's not gonna be painful and it's not gonna hurt you. But when you're telling yourself no, think about when you tell a toddler no, they get upset. So we know that when we do that, it's gonna feel a little bit uncomfortable. So that's what I want you to think about too. But now is the time to plan. Here's maybe you even keep a sheet of paper beside of you to remind you of what you, or put it on your notes app on your phone to remind you of what you're going to think. Because remember, you're talking about nighttime, so it's also tired you. So you've got to have a solid plan ahead of time. Tired you is not going to come up with the thoughts. Tired you is not going to get up and move. Tired you is not going to have a conversation with your husband. All of that has to happen ahead of time. When this version of you is on board. And it could just be that you go to bed. Because you said late night snacking, maybe you do go to bed. But you can also go in to ask coaches and work with them about what you want to say and how you want to handle that and whatnot. But it when we're make changing these habits, you're going to sign up for a little bit of uncomfortable. But here's what I know, Nancy. Tonight, it's gonna be difficult maybe tonight. It's gonna feel a little bit hard tonight, right? And then tomorrow, it's gonna, let's say tonight it feels 10 hard. One of 10. Feels 10. We'll give it 10. It probably won't feel 10, but let's say, guess what it's gonna feel like tomorrow night? Nine. Guess what it's gonna feel like the day after that? An eight. It gets easier the more you practice it. And then pretty soon you don't even think about it. Think about when you learned how to drive and you were in your car for the first time. You were hyper vigilant and hyper aware of everybody around you every time you had to turn. Okay, now I got a stop sign. I got to put on the brakes and I got to check my rear view mirror. I got to do all that stuff. Now we get to and from places we don't even remember to drive. It's automatic, it's not a big deal. Let's see. Amber, I'm ready for my hot girl summer. Girl, same. And I notice I'm already dreading summer because of the heat, humidity, and how uncomfortable I feel in my body. I avoid going to outings or concerts, patios with my husband for an appetizer and beer. How do I stop anticipating that version of myself the season and start showing up differently? I don't want to decide ahead of time that I'm going to be miserable and fly shit. Well, you need to decide ahead of time how you're going to feel. I'm going to think these things, but here's what I want to start thinking. Here's what's also true. It is hot, but I've lived through, 30 hot summers before and I made it. I'm willing to put up with a little bit of heat in order to spend time at concerts because that's really important to me too. Write down what you want it to be. Let's see. Oh, came across this book, 50 Ways to Soothe Yourself Without Food. Huh. Oh, Robin put the, oh, it's free on Audible? Oh, 50 Ways to Soothe Yourself Without Food. That's really good. Sarah says, one of my cues in the 3 to 5 p.m. window is waiting for my husband to get home after I've been mom all day already. Any other ideas of things I could build in to help fill that time? Well, I mean, it depends on what you're telling yourself, right? Like if you're eating to pass the time, maybe you could go take a walk. Maybe that is to, I don't know what your kids are doing. I don't know if y'all are doing homework. Like, I don't know what y'all are doing during that time, but depending on the age of your kids and what they can do, maybe it's time to give yourself a break. That's probably what you're looking for. You're looking for him to come home to probably take a little bit of the load off. How can you take a little bit of the load off in that 3 to 5 p.m. window? And then, but we can go to the due line, y'all. We can go to the, you can always go to the due line. And I love changing the due. I love changing the action if you can. However, you also have to work on your thoughts. So today, Sarah, during 3 to 5, pull out a notebook. And every thought that comes in, just write it down. Let's see all the shitty thoughts. Let's see all the ways that the urges are showing up for you. All the little sneaky thoughts that your brain is telling you. And then that's where we start to change. It's when we look at that. Sometimes you can just portion out food, or you can just do whatever, or you can clean off your countertop. Like, do all those things first. Like, don't have food sitting out. Maybe put little sticky notes inside your snack drawer of like, this is just an urge. I'm not really hungry, whatever it is. But to make it not feel so ick, we've got to work on the thoughts. We've got to figure out what story you have about that 3 to 5 p.m. hour. That's why y'all go to ask coaches, or you email me, because that's the part that's going to make it even easier. How do you email me directly? Joanna says support at pmptribe.com. And or the blue question mark on the bottom of any page, or just hit reply to any email. Linda, I just signed on. How can I find my true hunger signals? Every day is a struggle and the weight's just going up. I serve small portions and stop halfway because my enough is 30 minutes behind. First of all, that's an amazing first step, Linda. That is an amazing first step. And if you're brand new, I do a new member Q&A in like an hour. You can go under coaching on the website. You can come to that call as well and get your questions answered. I also email you every single week. We sort of walk you through the No BS Weight Loss course. And the first few modules in the No BS Weight Loss course are all about hunger. But I will tell you, it is a practice. It just, you haven't listened to your hunger cues in a really, really, really long time. You haven't listened to when am I hungry and when have I had enough. It takes time and practice, but you're exactly where you need to be. You're on the right road, Linda. I love that you're experimenting because that's really what it takes. Like being willing to leave a little bit of food behind and then in a few minutes checking in and seeing how you feel. So that's exactly, I mean, that's what we always suggest that you do. Make sure you get your water too. Water and doable hunger go hand in hand in hand. They just do. When you drink water, it makes doable hunger easier because if you don't have enough water, your body will send up hunger signals because it just wants to eat. So, and get water from the food. So make sure you're getting your water. Let's see if I can find it. I think, let's see, she's asking for a feelings wheel. There is one somewhere on the, I happen to be on the back end of this website here because I was building all these pages. And I saw it today. Feeling wheel. I don't know where it comes from. I just happened to see it today. I don't know where it lives. Let me see. I'll copy the URL. I'll put it in the chat. Where do y'all know where it is? I just know what the link is. There's the feelings wheel. I don't know if you can just type. Let me see if it tells us where it is. I don't know. I don't know where it's at. But anyway, that's where it is. I found it. There's the link right there. Feelings wheel. Yeah, I don't know where it lives originally. Yeah, I don't know where it is. But there it is. Yeah, you're welcome. And then you can just, and the other thing too is just type in feelings wheel. Just pick one. If you see it on the interwebs or whatnot, just pick one. We are going way the hell over. Let me see. My swearing has gotten bad since I joined. How do I stop? I'm in Troy at work, in trouble at work for saying the F word when I got mad. Oh no. I will tell you. Y'all know me. I have areas where I cuss more than others. There are times y'all have been heard me on these calls that I cuss more than others, but I really am trying to dial it back just a little bit. I'm really trying to dial it back. So, it's just practicing catching yourself and being like, "Ooh, sorry about that." Yeah, bad influence. I know. I'm sending start emails today. If you got in the start program, the emails are going out today. Sophie, I love yesterday's 365 episode, lesson two worksheet. Instead of focusing on things we have zero control over, the food tastes good, to change the perspective and rephrase the problem. This seems also true for other things, like when I think there's too much to do or my fatigue is making this so hard. Yeah, 100%. As I can't control either one. And this doesn't affect both my mood and how I eat. Sometimes feel like I just don't matter anyway. Any suggestions for how to phrase this differently? I don't matter anyway. I love just saying, I keep telling myself this, but it's not really true. I actually do matter. I love that. Like, it can be that simple. 'Cause you know you matter. Like, sitting here right now, you know you matter. I know you matter. But it's just a thought. Like, my go-to thought was always, I'm not good enough. It's not good enough. That's not good enough. I'm not good enough. This work isn't good enough. Whatever. And I really had to work on that. And I would turn in things at work, like here, and they would be fine. Everything is fine, but I always would have that. It's not good enough. So finally, that's what I had to do. I keep thinking it's not good enough, but that's not always true. I'm collecting evidence that that's not true. I seem to be getting my work seems to be going through. Because a lot of times that's really all it takes. It's almost like a habit thought. That was my go-to habit thought. I had the same issue of snacking on anything. This is Sandy. I had the same issue of snacking on anything available at night. So I talked to my hubby and said, I have to stop, slow down my evening eating. Please don't bring the bag of chips to the couch. Please put it in a bowl so I'm not tempted to reach over and grab some. It actually helped him slow down his evening snack. Well, dang. He has switched from chips and dip to pretzels and peanut butter. After a couple of weeks, he thanked me and has started listening to No BS with me at times. Sandy, I love that. Oh, I love that so much. I know. And it's helped him too. Like, what a difference a conversation makes. All right. I have a feeling I have lots of emails to answer, so I will go answer some emails, which is fine. Y'all keep me from other, like, real work that I don't like. So, thank y'all so much for being here with me today. I do appreciate y'all so much. And please let us know what you need. I mean, we're always here. We're always here. So the next time y'all see me, I'm be older. Next Wednesday, I'm gonna be an old lady. I'll be old. So there's that. I know I'm celebrating. I'll be 52, right? I'll be 52, y'all. 52. How is that even a thing? I don't even know. I don't even know how that's possible, but you know what? I'll take it. I'll take it. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. Great rest of your week, and I will see y'all later. Bye, y'all.